is Sasha Bellet, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Good morning, everyone. This is Wise Men Radio. I'm your host, Austin, on 101.9 CITR, coming from you live off of the unceded Musqueam territory on the UBC campus. Yes, it is Friday. Ooh, hallelujah. It's Friday, November 4th. Yeah, wow, November already. Seems like it was August just yesterday. Yeah, wow. Busy week this week. Lots of stuff going on. Lots of cool events. Lots of fun smiles. Lots of rain. What else happened this week? Cubs winning the whatever bowl, the world championship. I always think it's really weird that they call the championship for American baseball the World Series. I don't know. It's a little self-centered, don't you think? But I mean, like, I guess who else really plays baseball other than the U.S. and I guess Canada, the Blue Jays. But yeah, it is kind of weird. I guess that's why they call it the World Series, because it has a Canadian team in it. But yeah, I still think it's weird. It's weird, man. It's weird. Anyways, yeah, got a cool show for you today. I say that every time, though. So, but it is going to be a cool show. I'm trying a few things out, so let me know how it sounds today. But yeah, it's going to be cool. Talking a little bit about the Dakota Access Pipeline going through Dakota and to Illinois. And I'll be playing some really cool tunes. I think we've got a really good lineup today. Yeah, cool stuff throughout. Some Daniel Terrence Robertson to start her off, local Vancouver artist. He's does a lot of kind of ambient, pretty experimental tracks. And this is a tune off his new album, Death. Kind of a little melancholy to start out the day, but it's a nice song, very cool, good mellow tune to start off your morning. The song title is called Soundtrack 4, or alternate title, Mother. I'm going to go ahead and play with you, play this right now, and come back to you in a bit. Enjoy. Thank you.
Support of her critically acclaimed new album, Love and Lust, Jada Kelly's Canadian tour comes to Vancouver this November. Jada Kelly, along with co-headliner Sweet Alibi from Winnipeg, are performing live for the Rogue Folk Club at St. James Hall on Thursday, November 10th.
I know we've been through this before.
Jada Kelly and Sweet Alibi live at the Rogue Folk Club at St. James Hall. For more information and tickets, visit DarthJada.com and SweetAlibi.com.
At night, when I live by it falls.
I like Star Trek.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, cool. Awesome.
I love The Lord of the Rings.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm into obscure 1950s atomic monster movies.
Okay.
Sure. I really enjoyed the Michael Bay Ninja Turtles.
We can work with that. Here at the UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, we accept everyone. We have weekly movies, game nights, and the largest non-academic library at UBC. Come by our club room, 3206D in the Nest. It's a great place to eat lunch, hang out,
and procrastinate.
Check out our Facebook group, UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, to find out what's going on.
Welcome back, everyone, to CITR 101.9, Wise Men Radio. I'm your host, Austin. Wow. Cool songs I just played. Thanks, Austin. Last one is a 65 Days of Static song, kind of like a on the similar lines of Mogwai and Explosions in the Sky, a little bit more shoegaze, heavy, and kind of inspired group, 65 Days of Static. The song was Hypersleep. The album was off of No Man's Sky, Music for a Infinite Universe. And yeah, pretty cool album that just was released, I think last month, if I'm correct, but it was recently released, August, close enough. But yeah, it's very cool, a little bit different from the rest of 65 Days of Static's repertoire, a little bit more kind of, it's a little easier to listen to be quite frank. I always think that saying's really funny because you think that this when this saying was invented, do you think there's a guy that was named Frank that was just really blunt and straightforward and kind of a, and like maybe his friends didn't all really like him all that much, and whenever someone wanted to be honest with someone else, they'd just be like, well, I'm gonna be a little bit like Frank here, and then it kind of evolved into this large scale. Everyone knows the saying now. I don't know, who knows? I don't. If you know, let me know, because I would like to know. It's a lot of no's there. Anyways, the other song I played was a Losil song. Another Vancouver artist playing Monument Builders off the Monument Builders album. Losil is a very, very proclaimed kind of ambient artist. He's playing shows all over the North America right now. Next show is actually in Chicago, Illinois, November 17th. And November 18th, he's playing in Detroit, Michigan at a venue called the UFO Factory. I wonder what that place is like. I bet it's pretty cool. It's got to be space-themed, man. Yeah, and the first song was a Daniel Terrence Robertson song, soundtrack four, or alternate title is Mother, off of his album Death. Very, very cool ambient kind of songs to start you off in the morning. And right now, playing in the background is a tune from Chewy Melodies, kind of a video game piano group out of Vancouver. This is, of course, a tune from Pokemon, and Chewy Melodies is kind of done all these general kind of themes. So this is a Johto Town, and it's off of the album Pokemon Planet original soundtrack. It's Chewy Melodies, check them out. Johto's the of course the region west of Kanto, and it's, if you're familiar with the versions of Pokemon Gold and Silver, or Crystal, Heart Gold and Soul Silver, these all took place in Johto, so you might be kind of feeling a familiar vibe from this tune. But anyways, I'm gonna see if I can talk with this playing in the background of my voice. If it sounds a little weird, well, just let me know, and then I won't ever do it again. But if you like it, give me a thumbs up, hey? I don't know, it's kind of a step into big boy radio, hey? Yeah, all right. Well, here I am just nattering on when I've got important issues to talk about. So, if you guys have been anywhere close to internet, television, or radio, you'd probably hear about this, what's going on in the States right now. No, not the election, but the Standing Rock North Dakota Access Pipeline protest. It's a pretty big deal. This pipeline is proposed to go through North Dakota and into Illinois and transport oil. And I know I've talked a lot about pipelines in this, in my show. So hopefully everyone who's kind of a returning listener and kind of knows a thing or two about pipelines. Well, knows kind of my stance on them. It's not a good idea. So this is a pretty huge pipeline going all the way through North Dakota and into Illinois. And basically the band of First Nations, the Sioux, they are kind of protesting this and saying that they, along with a number of other people are as well, but this is kind of going across their ancestral territory and tribal land. And they weren't consulted, proper consultation and consideration was not given to these people, and so they've been protesting for quite a while now, kind of in Standing Rock, so it's a big deal. It's not only kind of a rights issue, but it's also an environmental issue. A lot of these kind of decisions like these kind of infringe on multiple sections of people's rights. What the big thing is, and I think that they could probably really get the government to sway their opinion about it, is the water. This pipeline is kind of going to go across the largest river in the United States, the Missouri River, running through North Dakota, Montana. It goes pretty winding, so it's huge, and it provides lots of water to many communities, and there's countless individuals who rely on the water source from the Missouri River, so there's a big issue with whose water is gonna be affected by this pipeline, and if the water will be affected by the pipeline. But so if you're thinking, well, maybe this pipeline's okay, oil spills don't happen that often. If we carefully manage for these oil spills, maybe it'll be all fine. There won't be any oil in the water. However, I just found this pretty blinding statistic here. Alone in October 2016, there was recorded 271 uncontained oil spills in North Dakota alone. So that's like 271 more oil spills than there should be. it's pretty crazy. And looking back at previous oil spills that have occurred, for example, I brought this up in previous episodes, is the North Saskatchewan River's oil spill this summer. The affected the Battlefords, Prince Albert, and many other northern Saskatchewan communities. They were without water for a number of weeks, and they knew that this was going to happen. Actually, the WWF did a environmental assessment on this pipeline and kind of assessed the stability and like whether or not it would leak or not. The results were that yes, it was very likely to occur some sort of spill, which is kind of frightening that no one did anything about it after these results. You'd think that when the lives of many people depend on this water, water's a necessity. Water is life. That's a hashtag trending on the internet. Wow, that was a lot of different social media phrases right there ever used. But that's a hashtag trending on Twitter and Facebook, I think, for this protest. But yeah, when so many communities depend on a source like this of water, which is a fundamental element of life, you'd think that people would protect it and kind of realize that maybe we shouldn't really mess with people's water, man. That's something that they need to live. We don't need oil and gas to live. We need water to live. If in 2017, you know, apocalypse happens, we're not going to be like, oh, golly gee, I'm so glad we have all this oil. We're going to be, man, I'm so glad we have all this clean water to drink, man. And then we can survive for a couple more days or years or months or I don't know. It depends on the apocalypse, man. But yeah, that was a big bubble burst for myself. I don't know if bubble burst wasn't the right word, but it's just kind of a big thing. Yes. So here I am talking about this Dakota Access Pipeline. I think That is all I'm going to say for now. I'll maybe talk a little bit more about it later, but I think what I'm going to do now is play some more tunes. What do we got up next? So I've got a band called Presents for Sally. They're a pretty cool band, and this song is going to be called Wish Away Today, all one word, off their self-titled, Colors and Changes album. Pretty cool album artwork. It's got, like, little birds flying away. So, fly away with these birds, with Presents for Sally, with me. And have a wonderful time listening to these tunes that I'm going to play for you. Okay, goodbye.
Thank you.
Rogue and Pencil Magazine for our annual fair of zine culture and independent arts, Canzine West, happening Saturday, November 5th from 1 to 7 p.m. at SFU Woodwards. The fair features over 200 exhibitors of zines, comics, and other underground print weirdness from Vancouver and beyond. Plus, our panel, How to Use Zines and Self-Publishing to Advance Your Cause, featuring activists and creators from Megaphone Magazine, the Vancouver Public Library, and more. We will also be listening to our radical readers in the chill and cozy confines of a blanket fort, featuring Adele Barclay, Carly Baker, and more. Entry is free all day long. Come discover new underground works and support DIY culture from across the West Coast.
Welcome back, everyone, to Wise Men Radio on CITR 101.9. I'm your host, Austin, and our show today has been about the pipeline, Dakota Access Pipeline, going through North Dakota into Illinois. Lots of protests happening around there. Standing Rock. The last couple songs I played for you was a couple of my favorite bands. Jesus and the Mary Chain, I Wish I Could, off their album Stoned into Throned. Very cool band. I think, and like, I was thinking of the other day that Jesus and the Mary Chain are probably like one of the coolest bands out there. They're just like, I don't know. All their music is just so sick. So check them out if you don't know. Stone of the Throne's a cool album. Good place to start. Also, Darklands is a good place to start too if you haven't listened to them before. Sunny Day in Glasgow was the other band I played. The song was In Love with Useless, and then there's a big long alternate title. But yeah, Sunny Day in Glasgow is a really sick band as well. I've been listening to a lot of Sunny Day in Glasgow and Pink Shiny Ultrabus lately. They're like really, really cool bands. Check them out. Kind of like very on the lines of what I just played, I guess. So, but yeah, anyways, talking about a little bit about the Dakota Access Pipeline. Now, it's a big issue. Lots of different components and factors are going in to this. If you want to learn more about this topic, about pipelines in general and protesting in general, there is a presenter, it's a big talk happening at SFU campus, Harbor Center, November 17th, 7 to 9 p.m. The title is From Standing Rock to Burnaby Mountain. You can go in and learn a bit. It's a little bit about can direct actions actually stop pipelines and stuff like that, and how people are going to respond and the consequences and what you can get out of protesting and stuff. So it'd be pretty interesting. I think it's a good, sounds like a good talk. And kind of more other things kind of related. There is a Stop Kindergarten Morgan, No Consent, No Pipeline rally happening November 19th from 12 to 3:30. It's a march and rally happening at noon. Check it out. It's happening in Vancouver City Hall, so it'll be pretty good. But the one that's coming up this weekend is the Water is Life No Sight See Solidarity gathering in Vancouver at 5 p.m. It's at Crab Park in Vancouver. This is I had a person call in and ask me about this, so this is the protest I think you're talking about. It's the it's protesting Sight See. If you don't know what Sight See is, I talked about it in a previous previous episode, and you can look that up, or a Google search will get you lots of different things about it as well. Don't have time to go into Site C today, but I'm sure that as situations progress, I'll cover it more and more as we go. Anyways, I'm coming into my last stretch of songs here. I wanted to say that it's been a good show, but I'm not done yet. I was going to talk a little bit about the kind of checking in things. If you've been on Facebook a little bit, you probably have seen people checking in, sharing their location as in Standing Rock, which has been advertised as it will help the protesters in evading the police. The claim is that the police are using the location on the phones to track down people. So if everyone says that they're in Standing Rock, they can't really, they'll be so many people that they can't really narrow it down, sort of thing. But yeah, there's been a lot of kind of counter articles on this and saying, oh, this is all kind of just a hoax. But even if it's a hoax or not, it's amazing how many people you can get behind this cause, and kind of, it's still a raising awareness, and like, even if it's not actually dissuading police from arresting people, it's still raising awareness and still showing support for these people who have been out in the protesting for months and months against this pipeline. And it just shows how big of a thing this is, and how many people are behind the backs of the protesters and giving them support and love. So it's really cool. So if you haven't already, I mean, you got nothing to lose. I mean, it's just a Facebook status that would make someone feel good, I'm sure. You know, and that's really what it's all about, making other people feel good, having smiles at the end of the day. It's all you really can ask for, man. But anyways, I hope that everyone has a smiley Friday, and I hope that your weekends are just as good. Maybe see you at the gathering at Crab Park, 5 p.m., 5 to 8, as gathering for the Site C. But if not, that's all right, man. Just keep on doing what you're doing, and think about a couple things. Think about these pipelines. Think the pros and cons. You got to weigh all sides of this option, and to have a full, complete scenario in your mind to make an opinion. And everyone's got an opinion, and everyone is entitled to it. Okay, I don't know what this was. All like very preachy. I'm sorry. Anyways, I'm going to end off the set with some cool songs. Apples in the Stereo, I'm going to start it out. Their new album, Science Fairy, is being released. It's not released yet, I don't believe. And this is their kind of single teaser song, Tidal Wave. And I will go ahead and play that for you right now, and wish everyone a happy Friday, because I probably won't speak again to everyone until next Friday. So take care and stay tuned for lots of jams. Right on.
not already, not ready, oh, oh. Not already, not ready, oh, oh, oh. Not already for this tombstone. Shooter, take a break from your pose. The night is still young. Mama, you trip hard, you fall hard. Gave yourself.